What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we are talking about my pick of June. And it's also our last pick of Latin slash South America. We're wrapping things up with Guillermo del Toro's first ever movie, Chronos, from 1992. It's the first time watch for me.
Me too.
All right. Did you end up buying that 4K?
I did, yes.
You did. Okay.
Yeah, I did,
All
yeah.
right. Crazy
Yeah,
bastard.
I know, I know.
That's a sick cover, though. I like it a
It
lot.
is, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. All right. So we'll talk about our thoughts on it after. But yeah, first time watch for both of us. I don't know. I feel like it was a little bit different than what we've kind of grown to know and love with GDT.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little different.
Yeah.
A little less like fantastical.
Yeah. A little more like horror
Yeah.
comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a comedy aspect, I guess. Yeah.
Dark
All right.
comedy.
Yeah. But anyways, before we talk too much about it, we'll kick off our news and booze. And what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a couple sandbaggers. So
Couple
I
of
got to,
sandbaggers.
yeah, you never know. Just
Yeah.
these go down easy, so you never
Yeah.
know.
And they're good.
I got white peach and then passion fruit and guava.
Nice.
Yes.
Very
What about
good.
you?
I'm just back on the Michelob trade tonight.
Nice.
Yep. Nothing special as I crush my can. There we go. All right, what have you watched since we last spoke?
Oh, a few things. I need you to approve.
Oh shit, my bad. I knew I was forgetting something.
Thank
Here you go.
you. I watched the new documentary on Netflix, Titan, the Ocean Gate Submersible Disaster.
Oh, yeah.
It was all right. It was more about like the company than like the actual like incident that happened.
Okay.
It's like really the last like 10 minutes that they cover it, but it was all right. May don't want to speak bad about the dead, but that CEO of Ocean Gate is
An idiot.
he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I will say that much. And recently just came out too that apparently he knew that was going to happen. Like he wanted to die with the Titanic, apparently. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So it was all right. It was like 2 hours long. I don't know. Then I watched Sinners, because I could not wait till July 8th for it to come out. Fucking loved it. So good. Oh man. Yeah.
You gotta watch
I
it.
pre-ordered the 4K, so I'm excited to watch that. We'll
Yeah.
definitely watch it again once I get it. I watch Crank, kind of, Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I used to watch this movie so much growing up, and like I've watched it a long time, and I don't think I love it as much as I used to, because like I
Yeah.
don't know, man. It's just so all over the place, just so go, like it's just chaotic as fuck.
Did you leave a review for it that said if they made a movie about GTA?
Yeah, I was
Was that
like,
you? Okay, that was you.
yeah,
All
I was
right.
like, it's basically just like a Grand Theft Auto in a movie form, because it's
Yeah.
just like, having sex, stealing cars,
Yeah,
fucking with the cops.
it's true.
Then I threw on Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, just classic moment. Then I saw Apple TV has a bunch of new releases to rent, obviously. So I paid full price for Sinners, but I don't know. They had Locked on there. I think it was like $5, I think,
I
to
don't know what
rent
that
it.
is.
It's that one with Skarsgård and fuck the old man. But he's locked in the car and he has to get out.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Anthony
Anthony
Hopkins.
Hopkins, yeah. Yeah, it is not that great, to be honest.
Yeah.
Definitely would wait until
Don't pay
comes
for
to
it.
streaming. Yeah. I don't then I randomly threw on Jack Reacher. I was kind of scrolling Paramount and haven't seen this movie yet. So yeah, it was better than I thought. It was not bad.
Nice. All right.
I started playing Indiana Jones game today.
Oh, nice.
And I was surprised to see our boy Tony Todd as the main
Yeah.
villain or one of the main villains in
Yeah,
it.
yeah. Yeah, it's a fun game.
Would you watch?
Only two things, so I'm not gonna pull my screen up, but watch Clan in a Cornfield.
Oh, yeah, you did say that, yeah.
Rented that, I think it was $5. I gave it 3 stars. It's worth a
Okay,
watch. It was
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, that was also on Apple TV, so may
Yeah.
want to rent.
And then I was going through Disney Plus and Idiocracy just got added on there. And I've never watched this movie in full.
Idiocracy, why does it sound so familiar?
It's Luke Wilson and Dax Shepard. It was directed by Mike Judge. So basically, Luke Wilson goes, oh, Maya Rudolph's in it too. Basically, Luke Wilson goes into the future and everybody's just like dumb as fuck.
Okay.
Kind of
I
like the
haven't seen
plot
it
of
yet.
Wall-E, but like in real life.
Okay.
You've definitely seen like clips and shit from it.
Okay.
But yeah, I've never seen the whole thing. And my buddy at work, it's like one of his favorite movies. So I threw it on.
Okay.
Yeah, I would watch it. It's funny.
All right.
I gave it 3 stars as well, but yeah, it's worth a watch.
All right.
Then other than that, I haven't watched anything.
All
I don't even think I've watched fucking TV. I don't know what I've been doing. I don't know. All right, our news. I got some shit.
Oh.
So 28 weeks later, or 28 years later, sorry, IGN has given it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Which is huge. I don't always trust IGN's ratings, but I feel like this is gonna be good.
I mean, Garland and Boyle reunited,
Yeah, I mean, it can't be
right?
bad, right?
Yeah.
Silent Night, Deadly Night is getting a reboot that is coming to theaters December 12th, 2025, which is pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. A new Silent Hill movie is coming out in January 2026.
Oh.
Yes. And my last bit of news that I texted you about,
Yeah.
I said it's fucking juicy. It just got released 4 hours ago on Bloody Disgusting.
Uh-oh.
Blumhouse has officially bought the rights to the Saw franchise and they're bringing Juan and Juan-L back to do the movies.
Yeah. Okay.
Fucking
Okay.
massive.
I thought you were going elsewhere.
What? Is there other stuff?
No, I thought
Oh.
when you lead it off like big news, like so and so bought, I thought you were gonna say Friday the 13th. I would have been like,
Oh, that would have been
oh
sick
shit.
too.
But okay.
But like we just talked about the Saw franchise, or like Saw, what is it, 10, 11? Which one was it?
11.
11 got canned. So
Yeah.
by the sounds of it, maybe it's gonna come.
Maybe. That's cool news though.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. All right, what do we have for 4Ks?
So we got another Jaws 4K release for the 50th anniversary.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, look, we just talked about one like 3 weeks ago or something
Yeah,
like that.
we did.
The Way of the Gun, Jurassic Park trilogy and the Jurassic World trilogy on
Nice.
4K. Sabrina, Deep Star 6.
Oh yeah, I've seen that cover before. Yeah. I was actually looking at the Jurassic Park trilogy the other day at work. I was like,
Oh yeah.
fuck, it's so tempting.
Yeah.
Gonna hold off for now.
Fair enough.
But anyways, yeah. All right. Some decent ones. All right. I guess we can talk about this movie then.
Do it.
Okay, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Cronos from 1992. This is wrapping up our Latin slash South America movies.
Man,
We
these past
signed,
3 months have went by so fast.
right? Dude, man, I was looking at the fuck calendar at work today. I was like, we're almost all the way through June.
Yeah,
The
yeah.
hell is happening?
Fuck. What are you gonna say?
I don't know.
Okay, I feel like
I
I was
heard you
just there.
sigh. I thought I said something wrong, but now
Oh
I
no.
understand
No.
why. It's
Yeah.
because time's going too fast.
Yeah.
But yeah, so starting off the synopsis, a mysterious device designed to provide its owner with eternal life resurfaces after 400 years, leaving a trail of destruction in its path. I don't know if I'd call it destruction.
Yeah,
A
no.
little bit, maybe,
Yeah.
but I already mentioned it, but this was directed by Guillermo del Toro. It was his directing debut. He's obviously done movies such as Pan's Labyrinth, The Shape of Water, Pinocchio, Hellboy, Nightmare Alley, Crimson Peak, a few others.
Yeah.
He's up there for me.
Yeah.
Fucking
Yeah.
love his movies, man.
Yeah.
He's just so creatively fantastic.
Yeah.
This stars Federico Luppi, who plays Jesus. Our fucking boy Ron Perlman.
Did not expect that. Yeah.
Very young Ron Perlman.
Speaks pretty good Spanish.
He does actually, yeah. He plays Angel. Claudio Brook plays De La Guardia. And Margarita Isabel plays Mercedes. I didn't have any honorable mentions. If you do or
Yeah,
not.
not really, no. Yeah, no, I don't think so. No.
Sticking to it. That's your story and you're sticking to it. Okay. All right. Let's kick off this movie discussion then.
Let's do it. So yeah, the movie opens up. I forget what year it is, but
1536.
oh, okay. Yeah. Long
Long
time
time
ago.
ago.
But basically, there is a alchemist named Umberto, who is a watchmaker alchemist. He was told, or he had to make this key that basically gave someone eternal life, and is like this kind of scarab looking thing. And it kind of goes on about how he used this thing called Kronos on himself, and it cuts to 400 years later in 1937. We see a vault collapse in the building, and they move the rubble away, and there's this man there who is like pale skin, like looks basically like fucking guy from Star Wars. The fucking I'm drawing a blank. The guy who taught Vader that shoots lightning bolts out of his
Oh,
fingers.
fucking Dooku.
Yeah, not
No,
Dooku.
not Dooku.
You
Oh,
know what I'm
no.
talking about,
Oh,
though.
no. We need to figure this out and then cut it out. Oh,
Yeah.
no. Hold on.
Palpatine.
There it is. Palpatine.
Yep, Palpatine.
Yep. Yep. We knew that right off the top of our heads for sure.
Yeah, kind of looked like Palpatine.
Yeah, he did.
And he dies. He has like a something going through his stomach. And then it cuts up into his apartment, and there's like a man hanging naked, and he's like dripping blood into like this bowl or something. And he hid the Kronos in this statue, which I don't know if it was like keeping that there, like when he was hiding, or just like he knew that this was gonna happen and hid it. I don't know. Because it's like deep in that statue, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Just keeping it hidden for his own reasons.
So the apartment was sold, everything in it, and Kronos never existed. So now it cuts to Christmas time. We meet Jesus, who is taken, I believe, his granddaughter, Aurora, I think her name is, to his antique store that he has. He owns it. We see a young man walk in the store, kind of looks sketchy a bit. He's looking around at everything, touching stuff, and then he just kind of leaves. And I think, no, we don't meet Guardia yet, but the statue he has, his angel statue, is kind of like ominous and like kind of gives off this like aura a bit that he's kind of drawn to. There's like a hole in its eye, and all these cockroaches start coming out of it. And this is where he, you don't see him open it up, but he gets it out somehow. And so we meet Angel de la Guardia, who is kind of a bodyguard to de la Guardia.
It's his nephew.
Right, and so Guardia is collecting all of these angel statues. So he knows about Kronos, he knows that it's in one of these statues, and he is very sick and old looking. You learn later that he's actually dying, and like he has like his body parts like displayed in like these glass cases, which is very weird. But so basically he hired the young guy to look in the apartment, kind of see if there's one of these statues there, and he goes back and tells Angel. And Angel ends up going to the store and buying the statue off of him. And so takes the statue back, and meanwhile, Jesus and Aurora are looking at this Kronos scarab thing, and like he hits a button and like all its legs like come out, and he has it in his hand, and it like crunches like the spikes into his hand. And there's blood going everywhere, gets it out. But then he ends up going to was his wife or just a nurse or something like that?
Margaret, what was the fucking her name? I
Yeah,
said earlier.
Margarita.
Mercedes.
Or
Margaret
Mercedes,
is the
yeah.
actress.
Oh
I think it's
yeah.
his girlfriend though, yeah.
So she's like taking stuff out, and she like pulls out this metal piece, and she's like, "Oh, that's weird. I don't know what that is." But I do love how whenever the Kronos is on him, it like goes into the Kronos, and you see like the fucking creature or whatever it is that's running it, kind of like a machine. I thought that was kind of like very Guillermo-esque, right? So basically Jesus gets, he loves the power, he loves the feeling that it gives him. And he ends up shaving his mustache, and he looks super young, like a lot younger than what he was. And his wife or girlfriend is like kind of shocked. Like, he's like, "Oh, what do you think?" Because, like, obviously, if you shave your mustache, you've had it for like years, you're gonna look way younger, right?
Yeah, it's gonna look a lot different.
So, like, I like how they use that as kind of like, the way to show him be younger, like, without like his wife being like, "Oh, it's kind of weird. Like, why you look like 20 years younger?" So yeah, she likes it. He looks really good. He gets back to the store. Someone ended up breaking into the store, trashing everything. And Guardia left a business card, or Angel did actually. And this is where he goes to Guardia, brings a statue. And he tells him, like, "I'm basically dying. I want this scarab or Kronos or whatever." And Jesus, like, isn't backing down. Like, he kind of is like giving it to Guardia a bit, right? Like, who the fuck are you? Like,
Think we forgot to mention too that this thing like has kind of given him a lust for blood, I guess.
Yeah, because
Because
he needs human blood to like sustain what the power's given him, kind of.
Yeah, but like at one point too, because he goes into the fridge to get a glass of water or something to drink, and then
Yeah.
there's like a big steak or something in there, and that's what he ends up being more drawn to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like a vampire, right? Like vampires,
Yeah.
they can't die, so they have to have human blood, like, so that's what he has to do too.
Exactly. And the animal blood just doesn't cut it for him.
Yeah. He ends up leaving a padlock in the box that he gave to Guardia. And Guardia's like, you fucking piece of shit. And yeah, Aurora had the Kronos thing the whole time
Yeah.
when he was gone. And she's scared of it, but like she doesn't say any words, I don't think, at all, right?
Yeah, I don't think she speaks at all throughout the movie. I don't know if she's like a mute or.
No, yeah. So they're a bit to go to a New Year's party, but before they go, Jesus is in the bathroom, has it like on his chest, and yeah, it's process is happening. What'd you kind of think of like the whole process and the way it was like filmed and shot, like of that stuff happening?
I like it. Like, you mean the whole, like, he had holes in his chest at one point and he, like, just kind of like wipes them off. It's almost like they just like go away. But I mean, it's very 1992, but I liked it. It was like, it's not like we're getting like a transformation or anything like that. It's just like any injury that he has, it's just kind of healing up. Which I guess does go back to the whole like vampirism thing, right? Like, yeah.
So they're at the New Year's party, and they brought Aurora. She's like 10 years old, but anyway.
Why not?
And he's like, "Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom," because he's like, he needs the human blood. Like, it's been, at least a day or so since he's had some, right?
Because he sees this guy hurt himself.
Oh, right,
So he follows him into the bathroom.
yeah. And this is where the movie definitely like took a turn, like. I did not expect it to go this way,
He goes all salt burn on that shit.
which is like, this is kind of where like the dark comedy comes into play, because like the guys beside him like has a bloody nose or something like that. They ends up leaving, and he sees the blood's like kind of like playing with it, and then like someone comes out of the stall or something like that, and the guy like walks out, and then he sees, oh, he cleans the blood off of
Yeah.
the sink. And then leaves, and then Jesus sees this blood on the floor and just gets down, is like sniffing it
So
and
gross.
just starts licking it up, and it's like, oh, that's fucking
Fucking
nasty.
public bathroom floor.
Ugh, that's gross. But then Angel walks in and kicks him in the head and knocks him out. Yeah, that was gross.
So nasty.
So Angel ends up throwing him in the back of a car in the trunk and is trying to push him off the cliff.
Yep.
And I love that he just like he fucking backs up and like does like the football thing and
Yeah.
bumps into the car. And I was gotta say, it was a very like short fall. Like, I know it was off a cliff, but like the car landed like on the top, kind of. But it was like no explosion, like it kind of just like
Yeah.
boop. Like, it was
Yeah.
like, I feel like anyone could have survived that. So Jesus is dead, technically speaking. And so he's at the morgue. He didn't have any funeral plans or anything like that. Like, he didn't have a grave marked out, like nothing like that, which like
It's crazy. This guy's like 70 years old.
easily, and it's like has none of that planned out, like,
Yeah.
so they're like, okay, well, I guess we'll just cremate
Cremate
him.
him. Yeah.
Yeah, so but like I feel like after he dies, I think it just becomes more of a like comedy, like dark comedy, more than like a horror. Like, I was like laughing more than aired or
Yeah,
something
that's
like that,
fair.
right?
I wonder if it does have that.
Because I was like the whole like funeral part, like I was dying like from this, and after like we see Angel come in, he's looking at him and like he's looks dead obviously,
Yeah.
and his Angel wants to make sure he's actually dead because he knows he's been taking the Kronos,
Yeah.
and just like looking around and like just plugs his nose for a few minutes. He's like, okay, he's dead.
Yeah.
And then we get this guy who, before the funeral, he's the guy's like doing the makeup, like he's like stitching up his head, like putting on makeup, and then like the
Oh man, I
funeral
was fucking
director,
laughing so hard at this.
funeral director is like, so he doesn't have any like funeral plans, there's no like grave site, so we're just gonna cremate him.
Yeah.
He's like, guy's like, are you fucking kidding me? Why did you tell me that before I started doing all this?
I was laughing too, because like he stitches him up in his forehead, like you said, and then he gets this like it almost looks like fucking Play-Doh or silly putty, and he starts to put it over his forehead, and like you can clearly tell that it's put there, and the funeral director comes in, he's like, oh, I think you've done a great job with his face and covering up his wounds and everything like this. I'm just like, it is so blatantly obvious that that is not his skin.
So after the funeral or the wake or whatever, the guy that did his makeup and stuff is like at back at the cremation part, and like I love this whole part because like he like puts the casket down and he's like turns the gas on, lights it up, and he's like flicking the thing, like it's just like a everyday job to him, right? And then like the burner's not catching, so he goes down to the basement. All you hear is like this like the gas leaking, and just takes a piece of cloth and wraps it around. I was like, I don't know about that. That's pretty dangerous, the fucking open leak of gas. But then he gets back up and the casket's open, but he doesn't really like realize that, like, why is the casket open? He just shuts it, turns on the fire, and then puts a man in. Hops up on the seats or eat a banana. But then Angel comes in and he's like, oh, like I'm a long lost friend of his, and I'm just hoping to see him one last time. And the guy's like, well, do you like a medium or well done? And then he looks in the thing and sees like the casket burning. So he's like, okay, well, he's dead. But then it cuts to outside and we see Jesus basically looks like a zombie. His part of his skin is like peeling off, and there's like a new skin underneath his dead skin.
Yeah, but he's afraid to like touch it and to pull it off. Which I mean, rightfully so. I'd probably be a little nervous to do that myself.
He ends up stepping on a piece of glass. He can still feel pain, it seems like. I love that his suit is on backwards as well. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't notice that
His like tie was on his back.
from the funeral home. So that just adds even more to it then. Because if this is going to be an open casket, this guy's got his suit on backwards. That's fucking hilarious. No, I never noticed that.
So he ends up going home, and Aurora ends up helping him write a letter to his wife or girlfriend or whatever. So he ends up going to Guardia's. This is where Guardia tells him like his young skin is under his old skin. He basically needs to be reborn and that he needs human blood. But I mean, he's already kind of figured out that he needs human blood, right? Guardia ends up stabbing him in the stomach. And then Aurora comes from behind and ends up hitting him with a cane, knocking him out. And Jesus is drinking his blood while he's still alive. And then Angel comes back and gets in a fight with Jesus. But how does. Oh, yeah, because they're up top on the roof and they're kind of fighting. And then Angel's like beating the shit out of him, but then Jesus like runs and tackles him off the roof, and they fall like, I don't know, probably 20 feet through like the roof, and Angel ends up breaking his neck on the fall. Oh wait, no, it's not Angel that broke his neck, it's Guardia. Guardia gets his neck broken because Jesus or Angel steps on his neck and kills
Angel
him,
steps on
right?
his neck, yeah.
Sorry,
Because
yeah.
Angel comes into the room and he thinks that Guardy is dead. And he's like fucking fist pumping because that he thinks that everything's gonna come to him. And then all of a sudden Guardy reaches up and he's like, "My nephew."
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck you," and stomps
Yeah.
down on his neck.
Yeah. But yeah, so whereas before they end up going up on the rooftop, Angel's beating the shit out of him, but then he tackles him off the roof, and they go through the roof, and Angel ends up dying. So he ends up putting the scarab, or no, Aurora puts a scarab on Jesus to kind of like reawaken him. And we see him, he starts like, he like puts his hand in his stomach and is like tearing his old skin off, like, ugh.
Fucking gross.
Yeah. And then it did look like Jesus was like craving blood. He looked like he was gonna eat Aurora at one point.
Yeah,
But
she cut her lip,
right,
right?
yeah.
And she tried to give her or give him her blood.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
he refuses it, but
Yeah. So you think he drank Angel's blood then?
oh, he dies.
Who?
Hey Zeus.
What do you mean?
He crushes the Kronos.
I know he crushes the Kronos, but he ends up back at the apartment though.
Does he? I thought he died.
Did we
Maybe
watch two
not.
different versions or something?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, he crushed the Kronos, and then he ends up going back to the house when he's living in the attic.
Oh, right. But like if the Kronos is dead or broken,
Then he'll eventually die, right?
yeah, he does eventually die.
But he does end up back at the house, though.
Oh yeah, you're right. There he's licking the blood. Anyways, I'm not gonna go through the whole thing. Yeah, he does end up back there, but he does eventually die as well, because he
Yeah.
doesn't want the eternal life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right.
Anything else?
Not about the movie particularly,
Okay.
but I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity to have eternal life, would you take it?
I knew this is going to come up, and I feel like we've probably talked about it a
I think we
handful of
maybe
times. Like,
have.
I've been doing this podcast for like almost 6 years, so like, it's definitely a few movies kind of like the same vibe, but no, I wouldn't do it. No.
No, I.
No. Would you?
I think I would.
Really?
Yeah. I like it would obviously be terrible to watch everybody you know die.
Yeah.
If I could like if it could be like me and my family, 100%. Like I wouldn't even
Yeah.
fucking question it.
Yeah.
But like I'm just so interested to see what happens like 500 years in the future.
Yeah.
Like just
Yeah.
show me what's happening.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I feel like I would. I think I would.
Yeah. All right.
But anyways. Oh, excuse me.
That's the way the blood splatters.
Yeah. Or gets licked up
Yeah.
off a dirty ass floor. All right, and how'd you rate this movie?
I gave this movie a 3.5 out of 5.
All right.
I've really enjoyed this movie. I wasn't too sure, like, for the first like 30 minutes. But then like once things got going, like, it's just a fun time. It's just funny, and like there's not much horror in it, and what not too much fantasy, but it's just a basic story that I enjoyed the characters in it. I liked the way it was filmed. I loved the special effects, the soundtrack, the acting in it, that was great. And you know, it's a story we've seen a billion times, and you know, but I think that Del Toro did it in kind of his way a little bit, you know. Yeah, so I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay. That's fair.
What about you?
I gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
Okay.
I wasn't a huge fan of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it again
Yeah.
at some point. I feel like it's a movie that I would enjoy. I just wasn't in the right headspace for it.
Okay.
And like I got a lot of shit going on right now with like,
Yeah.
well, potentially selling my house, buying a new house. So I don't know if maybe I just like my brain wasn't in it for this one. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna say unfairly, I gave it a 2.5.
Still not terrible.
It's not terrible, but yeah. It's just I've mentioned it before. It's like very different than what we're used to with Guillermo del Toro, which is fine.
Is this first movie, right?
It's his first movie, exactly. Like he hasn't even dipped his toes in the water yet, right?
Yeah.
But I think like for a directorial debut, I think he took some risks and I think he did a good job.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. But yeah, I think on a second watch, I think I'll enjoy it more.
Okay, nice.
But yeah. All right. You guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: Guillermo del Toro's unique feature debut is not only gory and stylish, but also charming and intelligent. So, based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'm gonna give it like a 76.
Actually, way too low.
Really?
Yeah, critics gave it an 88.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's on 60 reviews, so
That's not bad, yeah.
not bad. The audience gave it a 69
Okay.
on 10,000 ratings and an average score of 3.6 out of 5 or a 7.2 out of 10. So pretty well regarded on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And what does Letterboxd have?
Letterboxd has a 3.4 out of 5. There are our scores. Nathan gave it a 4 out of 5. John gave it a 4 out of 5. Anthony gave it a 3.5 out of 5. There's a couple of them. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think these scores are fair for the movie? Like 88, 7.2,
I think
3.4?
so. Yeah.
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 I mean, obviously, you gave it a 3.5, so
Yeah.
you definitely agree with the audience on Rotten Tomatoes with the 3.6.
Yeah.
All right. Cool beans. Ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
What did you rate this?
I'll give it, I don't know, I guess I'll give it a 1 out of 10.
Okay.
Just like, no, scratch that. I'll give it a 2 out of 10.
Okay.
It wasn't really scary, but definitely like that bathroom scene with him licking the blood off the floor is definitely gross. But not really scary. Yeah, I mean, special effects were good with him, like that looked like a zombie. And the creature inside of the Kronos, like this is weird. I don't know how to describe it. It just looked like a flesh like inside of it. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, so 2 out of 10.
Okay.
Scary scene. I'll just go with, I don't know, isn't really any scary scenes. Like I guess just like the look of Jesus like near the end of the movie. I don't, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty much all you can do, really.
Yeah. Would I survive? I mean, I think so. I mean, even if he attacked me, like he's like you said, in his 70s, I feel like,
It's a
I don't
frail
know.
old man.
I feel like I could take him. So, yeah.
That's the shitty thing about like the time frame of this movie too, right? Like this guy's getting eternal life at 70 years old.
Yeah.
It's not like he's like 25, like prime physical peak of his life.
Yeah.
This guy's already almost on his deathbed.
Yeah.
This is terrible timing.
Yeah.
But yeah. My scary rating, I gave it a 2 out of 10 also. Like, we're gonna have for same score, same answers. 2 out of 10. There is like a little bit of gore and a little bit of blood, and yeah, the practical effects looked cool with his face and like whenever they're ripping the skin off and stuff like that, it looked neat. Scary scene, same shit as you. Like, just like, especially whenever LaGuardia is like ripping his skin off. He's like, "You gotta rip it off," and he's just like taking these big, thick chunks of skin off of his face. But like, even that, like, it's not bloody or anything. He just has like porcelain colored skin underneath. And what a survivor said, yeah, because I'd be taking the thing, the fucking Kronos. I'd be
That's true. Yeah.
latch it on, baby. Let's go. Oh. Yeah. All right. So that wraps up South America, Latin America.
Yes,
We
sir.
are now on our way to Asia. And you get the first pick.
Asia may be our best.
Oh,
I don't know.
so many good
There's
Asian horror
so
movies.
many good ones and so many fucked up ones. So yeah, it's gonna be a good time. So I'm gonna start off, we're gonna be going to Indonesia.
Okay.
And we'll be talking about 2019's, I don't know if I don't say this correctly, Impetigore.
Nice, fucking right. I've
Okay,
been wanting to watch
you've heard of
this.
this? I haven't heard of it,
Yeah.
but a lot of people in our kind of friend group have watched it.
Pretty sure it's on Shudder.
Okay,
Yeah.
nice. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, I'm excited because that's been on
Cool.
my watch list for years.
Okay. All right.
Just
Perfect.
never watched it.
There we go.
All right, sweet. That's good. Yeah, I feel like we're gonna get like people are gonna be like, "Why didn't you pick this one? Why didn't you pick that one?" Because there's like 10,000 Asian horror movies that we could pick. So
And we've done a handful of them.
yeah.
Like we dedicated a whole month to
Japanuary.
Japanuary.
Yeah.
Right.
What movies did we do in that month? We did Audition.
Yeah.
What else did we do?
And we've done Bong Joon-ho. We did a whole month of Bong Joon-ho.
That's true. Not really horror movies, though. The
No.
Host was, but
Yeah. And Mother.
yeah, I guess Mother could have been. But anyways, yeah, so.
Anyways, yeah, we covered already. What's the other one I really like? There's more like action. The cop is chasing the
Oh,
killer.
Old Boy. Oh,
Oh yeah, we did Old Boy and
I saw the Devil. That
yeah.
one was a good movie. I should rewatch
Yeah.
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's
Anyways,
gonna be
yeah. We're just reminiscing.
and we already know one of our other picks, which
Yes. Yeah.
is a banner as well, so
Fucking yes. Very excited for that one.
anyway.
All right.
Cool.
We'll wrap things up now. Yeah, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our T Public account where we have our merch. And there's also a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank you for listening and joining us in South America, Latin America. Finished it off in Mexico. So we've done Australia and that on our way to Asia.
Yes, sir. All
We're
right.
already halfway through the year. It's crazy.
I know, it's wild. All
All
right,
right.
guys, talk to you in a couple weeks.
Bye.